Yud Ches Tevis, 5th of January, Rabbi Heschel Hage, Moshe and Tzipora.
Just before Ravi, we find the master where Moshe Rabbeinu is running away from Mitzrayim, from Paro. He arrives in Midian, and he saves Benois Yisroi. It says, "Vayoyel Moshe l'shevet esuish." Rashi explains, "Pusuk pshat ketagumoy." Vayoyel Moshe agreed to stay and live in Yisrael's house and marry Tzipora Bitoy. The second pshat in Rashi brings Vayoyel. Vayoyel is a loshon of olo of a shvua. Moshe Rabbeinu made a shvua to Yisroi to stay there. Nishba lo Rashi says shelo yuzos Midian elo b'shusha. He won't leave Midian without his permission. And we take a see by Shishi starts. Vayelech Moshe vayushav lesach Yisroel. After the story, Hashem tells Moshe go and take the Yidah Mitzrayim. Moshe goes back to Yisroel. Rashi brings little reshus. Shahe nishba lo. He won't leave Midian without permission. So Moshe actually went back to Yisroel to ask his permission to go back. Just b'mam ha'muzga, the pasuk says, "Yelech Moshe v'yushav lesach ha'yisrael." V'yoyim Yisroel l'Moshe leich l'shulam. Yisroel says, "Guy is in tahit." Rechaim Hakudosh explains, Moshe Rabbeinu made a shvua to Yisroel that he won't leave without his permission. If I make a shvua for your benefit, only for your benefit, do I have to make a Torah Sedorim, or can you just be moichalit and waive the promise I made to you? So the Machloek's Rishonim, Racham Kudosh explains, Leich Rishonim means, Echmedach Moichal, you promised me you're not going to leave without my permission, Guy Gzintahait. Said that you've been in a row, somebody owes you money. And he said, I haven't got money to pay. And he said, Guy Gzintahait. Could be Mechile. He said, Moichal. So you have to be careful of how you give a brucha to a person who owes you money. Don't say Leich Rishonim.
So what would have happened if Yisrael said, you can't go, you wouldn't have gone?
Well, okay, well, let's continue a bit and see exactly what the shur was to Yisrael. Rashi explains from the Medrash, Chazal, the shur was, I won't leave without your permission. The Medrash actually explains, goes into more detail. Yisrael knew who Moshe Rabbeinu was. He says, you're from Zera Yaakov. I know Yaakov Avinu. He married Laban's daughters, and then one fine day in the middle of the night, he just ran away. Hey, Bazoi, I don't trust you. Yeah. So Yisrael said to Moshe, you're from Bnei Yaakov, make sure you're not going to marry my daughter and run away. I want you to stay here with me. That's what the Medrash says. There's another Mechilta, a different Chazal, which apparently Moshe Rabbeinu, the Shavuah he made to Yisrael was a completely different Shavuah. The Medrash says as follows. When Moshe wanted to marry Yisroel, Yisroel said to him, okay, listen to me. I want to tell you something. I want you to agree to my condition. Moshe already asked, what is the condition? Yisroel says to him, Ben sheyelo lechotchelo, your firstborn child, yiel avodazura. Shabif avodazura. Mikan va'elech l'shem shemayim. The next children you can keep l'shem shemayim to serve Hashem. And I want you to make a shvur that the first child will be Lavoy de Zura. From the Chagalach. I want Chachanaylik will go my ways. At least you're the first one. And Moshe Rabbeinu agreed to the shvur the first child should go Lavoy de Zura. And that's why we find immediately when Moshe goes back to Yisroel and the Malach wants to kill him, to kill the child, because he didn't make a bris mila for him. That was because Moshe Rabbeinu made a shvua that the first child would be Lavoy Zura. That's what Rabbi Shmuel the Mechilta says. Pshat and Vayol Moshe, the shvua was the first child will go to Avoy Zura. Well, Em is half of a fellow to say such a thing. How could Moshe Rabbeinu make a shvua to worship Avoy Zura? We're talking four Matan Torah. Four Matan Torah, what the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach was, you mustn't deen Avoy Zura. You mustn't worship Avoy Zura. How could Moshe Rabbeinu make such a shvua b'chlal? Doesn't make sense. Even if it doesn't make sense, but how can you say such a thing? Bechlal, is that Mr. Evan Ezra? The Pesuk Chof Gimel, before the story where the Malach comes to kill Moshe, Hashem says this to Moshe, go to Paro, go back to Mitzrayim. V'omar tel Paro, koyom Hashem b'ni b'choy Yisrael. Another pasuk says, v'oy ma'alecho, shalach es b'ni v'yavdeini, v'atmoy l'shalchoy, hinu noy choy yis b'nichu b'cherecho. The pasuk says, a story within a story, go back to Paro, and while you stand in front of Paro, v'oy ma'alecho, tell to Paro, I am speaking to you, send out B'ni B'choy Yisrael, in the name of Hashem, send the Eden out to Mitzrayim, and V'atmoy L'shalcha, you're not going to listen, and the end of the story, end of the game is going to be, Hino Noi Chahoy Regis B'ni Chah B'chorecho, your B'choy Paroi, with the whole Machiz B'choyres, will be killed in Mitzrayim. This is the one pasuk summing up all what's going to happen from now till Parshas B'shalach. Now, the Eben Ezra, B'kitzel L'shoinoi, and the Poshim explain, this is what he means. We just mentioned this Chazal, that Moshe Rabbeinu made a very weird shavua, that the first child will go to Avodah Zorah. The Eben Ezra says the makor for this Chazal is how they learn Pshat in this Pasuk. The Hemshach of this Pasuk is, the Malach comes and tries to kill Moshe. So, the Eben Ezra explains, Chazal understood this Pasuk. Hashem says to Moshe, go to Paro, tell him, B'ni B'choy Yisrael. Now, Hashem, I am telling you, Moshe, Shalach as B'ni V'yavdeini, your firstborn son, you promised Avodah Zorah, I want him back. I want him to worship me. V'atmoy L'shalchoy, Hine Enoi Choy Regis B'nich B'cherecho, I am killing your firstborn child. Hashem is speaking to Moshe. We're not talking about the Yidin of Mitzrayim. Hashem is now saying, this person refers to Moshe Rabbeinu's private story. You made the Shavua. It's wrong. I want him back. You're not listening to me. And next pasuk says he's about to be killed. The pasuk flows very nicely the way Chazal understood this pasuk. So the Eben Ezra says this pshat. This is one word. Ashiguin. I'm a shigin a pshat. I'm a shigin a medrash. Just rips that page out from the medrash. I'll skip pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu would make a shvur to go to Avodah Zorah. Ashiguin. That's the Eben Ezra pshat. The Masa, there are a dozen pshutim in this medrash, how to explain Moshe Rabbeinu's shvur that the first child will be Avodah Zorah. The first teretz, the Baal Turim says, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Yisroi, at the end of the day, will come to serve Hashem, and he will be Mizgayev again. So Moshe Rabbeinu agreed, okay, Yisroi, you want a shvur, the first child will be Avodah Zorah? Fine, okay, fine, no problem. Anyway, in the back of my mind, deep in my heart, I know that anyway you're going to be Oved Hashem. So I'm quite happy to make you happy now for the meanwhile, to tell you, first child to be Oved Hashem. Because Baal Turim says, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was Machzeh Yisrael B'tshuva. He was the one who was Goyrim, and Yisrael should B'tshuva. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew, I know my powers, I'm going to persuade you to serve Hashem, so I can make it sure.
How did Yisrael allow him to take him away?
If according to the first chapter in the Chazal, Hashem sent him to take the Eden at Mitzrayim, Yisrael didn't want to keep him forever, they're hostage. His son, his daughter, you mean? One second. So Yisrael, at the end of the day, Yisrael became a gay.
At the end of the day, but not when he.
Okay, one second, we'll get to in a second. So the first Teretz Baal Turim says, at the end of the day, Moshe knew back of his mind what's going to happen. So he was quite happy to allow this. He said, the shuva fine, because I know anyway, at the end of the day, we're going to be on the same page. So I'm not worried what I'm saying now, because you're going to serve Hashem. Or, as Moshe knew, even if I won't be Makar of Yisrael, Yisrael is struggling. He's worshipping every day different, but Yisrael is trying his best. At the end of the day, if he's working hard, he's going to get there. He'll reach the Emes. So I'm quite happy to make the shuva, because I know that he's going to get there. Oh, Moshe knew Baruch HaKodesh. So however you explain it, Moshe knew that this shuva is gunish, because at the end of the day, Yisrael is going to agree to him and to the Oved Hashem, so this shuva won't have any mashmos. Now, another one for us explains medrash. At the end of the day, the shuva was not a shuva literally that he was worshipped with Zorah. This is clue, and Moshe didn't mean it, because as the Eben Ezra says, it's a shigun, to say such a thing. So we have to work out why this was a shuva which wasn't meant, or which wasn't a literal pshat of Avodah Zorah. So the first part we explained that Moshe knew that Yisro is going to serve Hashem. So obviously I'm quite happy to say this now to make you happy, but at the end of the day, it's not going to bother you. A similar terrace, the Samforshim explain, that Yisro was now in the middle of his struggles. Rashi says, the story that happened, Moshe Rabbeinu saved Yisro's daughters from the Be'er. Why? Why were the Royim chaperoning the Bnois Yisro? Because, Rashi says, Yisro gathered all the Ziknei, the Medrash says, and he told them, Rabbeisai, I've had enough of this Avodah Zorah business, I'm giving it up. Take your Avodah Zorahs, take them for yourself. I'm not with you anymore. And the Anshei HaMukim put him into Nidre, they didn't want to have anything to do with him anymore. So Yisro was already on his way. He wasn't there yet. He wasn't this guy in answer, but he was already away. He threw away his Avodah Zorah, and that's why the Royim didn't allow the Benois Yisro to take water. So Yisro was already on his way up. So Yisro himself made his shvuah kun samforshim, not because he wanted it. He was just scared of the people in the town. So Yisro himself didn't want his grandchild to be over the Avodah Zorah. Yisro was scared of the people around him, so he said to them, okay, let's make a pretend shvuah that everyone will know I'm still Mnish and Gansen. I haven't thrown away my big day, the Galochim and Gansen. So the Yisro also didn't mean to make the shvuah in the literal form that he should serve Avodah Zorah. Yisro was pretending because he was scared of the people surrounding him. Another Tarasir Poshim explained that Moshe Rabbeinu was happy to say this to Yisro because the Amos Yisro was irrelevant to this story. There's a Mishnah in Adorim, and Shachron discusses this, a Nidre Oinsin. If you're forced to make a Nidre, it doesn't mean if I want something from you and you give it to me, and I make a Nidre to you on condition that I can say, oh, I was forced, this was done under duress. If I don't want it, I don't have to have it. If you want to give me something on condition, and I don't accept the condition, then I don't accept the gift. Moshe was married to Zipporah. What's Yisro's business what Shvua Moshe does? So Moshe was Batuach and Zipporah's Tzidkus, the Medrash says what Tzadikus Zipporah was. The Pesuk says in Parshat, Baloisok Isha Kushis Lokach, and she was Noah B'Maseh. Zipporah was a Tzadikus. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yisro, fine, you want the Shvua? Fine. For you, I can say what I want. I don't really mean it, because it's between me and Zipporah what happens to our child, nothing to do with you. Now, Bazoi, it's called Nidre Onsen. Someone is forced to make a shvuah and he doesn't really want it, it's not considered a neder bechlal. Just two examples of Shachanot, not to the story. If someone makes a shidduch, says the Shachanot, with my real oinus, and he promises a certain amount of money to pay up, and then he loses his money. People promise the money, or he loses his money. Now he's a massive noinus. He promised kach v'kach v'shidduch. He made a neder. It's a noinus. He can't keep his promise anymore. So it's put that ainuch oinus gudim azeh. Unless he has something he can sell. He's not mechuyev to sell his house. A person doesn't sell his house to marry off a child. But he sold off other metalton he has. If he has other metalton, he has to sell them off. If he's left with nothing, ainuch oinus gudim azeh. It's one of the nidra oinus is a large heta in the Durham, if you do something and then an oinus happens, or someone who promises his shver that he's going to live together with him, and then an oinus turns up, he's supposed from a shul. Like every mitzvah, someone who's an oinus is supported from something he can't keep. And the shul says, if you can't make yourself an oinus, if you can't make others threaten you that you're an oinus, if you want to get out of a shul, you promise your shver you're going to live together with him. And then you tell your friends, make life difficult for me, make me an oinus, that's not considered an oinus. But a real oinus, you're potter from, even if you promise. Achal punim, back to what we said here, Moshe Rabbeinu's shavua wasn't a proper shavua. It was considered an oinus because it's not Yisro's business what he does with his, between him and Zipporah. I can't marry Zipporah because Yisro is not allowing me. You're blackmailing me, fine, so I'll make the shua, but a blackmail. Shua is a nidre onus, and it's not considered a neder al pialocha that I have to keep. The Radbaz says, another mahalach to explain why this neder is not chal. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu misled Yisro. The halacha is, you mustn't mislead a goy. But if a goy says something and he misleads himself, you can go along with it and allow the goy to be misled as long as you haven't said anything wrong. So he says the lush in the medrash is Yisra asked Moshe Rabbeinu the first child of Zora, Mikan Va'ilech L'Shem Shemaim. He didn't say Mishom Va'ilech L'Shem Shemaim. Moshe Rabbeinu's lush was fine. Mikan Va'ilech. Now, Mikan Va'ilech. I'm not married yet. I haven't got children yet. Do you want to shvua the first child to be over the Zora? Your lush was a bit wrong. Your lush said Mikan Va'ilech. Fine. Mekan ve'elech Hashem Shemaim. From now, from this minute now. So, in effect, this Yisroi misled himself. Moshe Rabbeinu agreed to the lushan. Yisroi said, "Oy bazoi, the shvur was b'chlal not a shvur that is chal that the first child of Zorah, because he immediately said, "B'toch ledim, mekan ve'elech Hashem Shemaim. From now, v'halo, I am serving Hashem near my mishpucha." Oh, so why he was bris? Because he was scared of Yisroi. Yisroi didn't know this. Yisroi thought this shvur is real. So while he was in Yisroi's house, he couldn't do the bris because of what Yisroi thought he made. But Moshe Rabbeinu in his heart didn't want this shvur. And the shvur is not chal because the dibur was correct. As soon as he left Yisroi's house, that's why the story took place. He had to be mild Yisroi straight, you know, this child straight away. Another twist in this lotion that some of us should explain. What does Avodah Zorah mean? The literal word of Avodah Zorah means a strange avoider. Well, here in Midian, everyone is worshipping some getchke. A strange avoider in Midian would be serving Hashem. So here in Midian, fine, I'm ready to say to you, I will be over the avoider Zorah, something which is Zor to this place. So again, it's the when a person makes a neder, it has to be pivotal by Shomer. You have to say something, it has to be out of your mouth, and you have to think on the same lines in your heart. If you don't say it, if you think something in your heart, or if you say it and you don't really mean it, it's not a neder. You have to mean what you say in a neder. If you don't mean what you say, it's not a neder. So here, Moshe didn't mean what he said, or he meant his. I will translate the neder I meant to something which I understand. So the neder is chal on my terms, which is not on yours. The Mug of Rome explains in the Medrash that the neder was not chas v'shulma, mamash avodah zorah, but he shouldn't do a bris milah to his child. As we've seen in the Pesukim, he wasn't mal the child. So it's not so gefährlich. Avodah zorah shevem esplei noach. Moshe Rabbeinu would chas not be over that. Bris milah is not Shem Mitzvah Noach, but Lamasa, Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov were Mitzvah and Bris Milah from the days of Parshas Lech Lecha. So Moshe Rabbeinu, all the Yidden Mitzrayim were Mal, the children, and Moshe Rabbeinu Lechoyer should have done the same thing. The question is, was Moshe Rabbeinu Megaya Tzepoyer or not? If she is not Mitzvah Avraham, all Bnei Yisrael married Mitzvah Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. They all married within the families. They were all Malah children. Moshe Rabbeinu married out. Zimri said, Bas Yisroi mehitelecho. Before Mount Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu went and married Bas Yisroi. So who said her child would be mechuyev in Bris Milah from the tzivoy of Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov? Her child, or his child, is not really a Ben Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov in Tzadoim. There's no chiyev to be Mal, my son now. So Moshe Rabbeinu was happy to tell Yisrael, oh, okay, fine, I'm making sure I won't be mal my son, because I'm not really mechuyev in bris milah my son. I'll wait till I get out, and then I'll do it. So that's another shot in this shavua that Moshe Rabbeinu said the Shem Avodah Zorah. Because, yeah, he left Yisrael's house. Rav Shlomo Klieger says, Alam b'shezach, says, but Amos, the t'nai was, fine, you, but Yisrael, I'll give you my daughter, I'll t'nai you, give me the first child. Fine, so Moshe Rabbeinu agreed to that night. And then, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Mekayim that night. If he's not Mekayim that night, what happens? Oh, it's Kedushin. Fine, Kedushin is not Chal, Lemafreya. So Moshe Rabbeinu has to do another Kedushin. So Veikach and Parsha Yisrael says, Veikach Moshe Sepoyer, Acha Shelocheo. This was the get. The get was, you gave me a daughter on condition, And I didn't keep the condition fine, so then what happens? So I'll remarry her on my own terms and conditions. And as you said, that's why it says in Pusik, Hasan Dov Matoli. Now that the Shmila, when Moshe Rabbeinu went against Yeshua, Bechnochem Lachusen. Nocha Mazentov. Now I'm remarrying Tzipora. Because Ataka wasn't a kind of Tnai. I made it Tnai. I wasn't interested in keeping it. But I was a Tnai. I was Kedushin. So yes, can I know how to have Acha Shiluchel? We can Moshe Tzipora Acha Shiluchel. Then there's a Terez, a Mekevus, a Mishnah, rather than Tzipora on the Medrash. He says, Pshat HaZoi. So now we said, either Moshe Rabbeinu knew Yisroi with the Mizgaya, or Moshe Rabbeinu misled Yisroi with the way he said it, or he meant something else, or he wasn't Mekayim that night. The Mekevus Mishnah says, it wasn't Moshe misleading Yisroi, it was Yisroi made himself a mistake. Yisroi thought, the Benois Yisroi came to tell him, Ish Mitzri Tzilonim. Yisroi thought, who is this person? Rashi explains the Mahalach, we started off with, and the Shur was, I won't leave you without your permission. Yisroi, according to Rashi, Yisroi knew exactly who he was. He knew Yaakov, Vino already ran away from Lavan. I don't want you to do the same story. So according to that Pshat and Chazal, Yisroi knew who he was. This Mechilta, it said the Shur was the Avodah Zorah. Yisroi didn't know who Moshe was. He thought it was Ish Mitzri. The Mitzriim, their Avodah Zorah was the Tle, which is the Bechoyle Mazulis, which is the first Mazel. Their Bechoyrim were very important to them, and their Bechoyrim were also their Avodah Zorah. The Baal HaTos is saying in the love, the trophim that Lavan had, the Avodah Zorah that Rachel stole from Lavan, they used to take the first child, the firstborn, and shech them Avodah Zorah, and from their body make some sort of getchke, which would speak and could tell them things. And the Mitzrayim were into this Bechor business. So Yisrael thought, this fellow has come to who saved my daughters. He's a Mitzri. Oy bazo, Yisrael said to him, you want to marry my daughter, but some Mitzri, I know you're not going to be vat on your Bechor. You want your Bechor of a Zorah, fine, take your firstborn, but I want you to promise that Mikam Veilech, the other children, will be Lashem Shemayim. In fact, Yisrael made a mistake. Yisrael thought this was a Mitzri. And Moshe Rabbeinu was scared to tell him who he was. He's running away from Mitzrayim. So he thought it was a Mitzri, so I'm fine. Okay, you want I know you're Mitzri, you want your firstborn, take your firstborn and give me the rest. Moshe was very happy with that Shmuel, because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a Mitzri Bichlal, he was a Yid. So Yisrael made a mistake by saying, make a Shmuel for the Zorah, because he thought it was a Mitzri. And Rabbi Lishtim Zeg at the Pusik, because the next Pusik says, Gershom was born, and why was he called Gershom? This Pusik appears twice in Torah, the exact same words. Ki Ger Ho'isi Veretz Nachriyo, here and in Parshas Yisrael. Parshas Yisrael, when it says the names of two children, it says the names of his children. Here again, here as well. When Gershom is born, he called him Gershom. Why? Ki Oma Ger Hoyisi Beretz Nochriyo. Why is Ger Hoyisi in a past form? Ger Ani Beretz Nochriyo. Yes, Moshe married Yisra's daughter. He's now here. Ger Ani Beretz Nochriyo. In past Yisra, he could say Ger Hoyisi. I was a Ger. In past Shemois, he should say, in this week's Ed, we should say Ger Ani. I am a Ger. Because when Moshe married Yisra's daughter, Yisra thought he was a Mitzri. After that, Yisra found out who really was. He was a Yid. So Moshe said, I was a Ger. I was running away from the Mitzrayim, and I here was a stranger hiding my identity, who I was. Then after Yisra found out. See, the past tense applies in past Yisra, in past Moshe as well. Kiger Hoyisi. Now already Yisra knows who I am. There's another pshat, so from Ostrov Segul, and the Chedushim says the same thing. He said that before Matan Torah, there were two types of Avodas Hashem, how to recognize Hashem, Echad Shmoy Echad. Emunah de Chakira, work your way to find out who Hashem is. And the other one was Emunah Aladei Ovas. Elokeinu, Elokei Aviseinu. Elokeinu, I worked out who Hashem was. Or Elokei Aviseinu, I ma'amen in Hashem because that's what I was told. Gershoim is the notion Ger Hoyisi Beretz Nachriyo. Yisroi wanted Moshe Rabbeinu's first son to worship Hashem the way he found out who Hashem was. How did Yisroi find out who Hashem was? Every day he tried something else. He was over the Avodah Zorah. He wanted Gershoim to go in the same Malach he did. What's a Ger? A Ger is somebody who didn't know, and then he came to recognition who Hashem is. So Yisroi wanted Gershoim, Moshe's first son, fine, follow my path. Chazal said that the Kodesh Samagid, whoever came to him, Kodesh Samagid liked people who served Hashem mitoch adchak, because the Kodesh Samagid himself, he achieved his greatness. He was over Hashem alei adchak, and whoever came to him, he was quite happy to help him follow his route, and that's the way to serve Hashem. A person who achieves something in his own way thinks this is the right way to do. If you go, some would ask a bruch from Steinman for Ashiris. I think it's wrong address to ask for a bruch of Ashiris. And if you come to him, say to him, I give it off, it's look, okay, give me a bruch, fine, kameraden. If you go to someone, and ask a bruch of Ashiris, it's not going to work. Yisroi was so happy with his way he served, he got to reach Hashem, he wanted Gershon to follow his footsteps. Fine, this is the way to do it. I want you to be Magdish, your first son, Lavoy de Zorah. Mikan Vailech Hashem Shemaim. This same son, not the second, I'm talking about the other children. The first son should be over the Vailech Zorah. Mikan Vailech, and then he should recognize, he should get to the Godless Hashem through his own achievements. That's what they explained. The Shvo Vazorah wasn't a Vazorah, literally a Vazorah, but it was, start off, this is before Mount Torah, start off working your way around, fumbling your way around, till you achieve Hashem Echad Shema Echad. So we explained, apart from Evan Ezra's Shaf Averted, this Medrash Shigun, the Mephoshim explained this Chazal in different ways. Either Moshe Rabbeinu knew Yisroi would himself be Mevatel Neshuvah, or Moshe misled him, or this wasn't a literal form of Avodah Zorah. He wanted him to serve Hashem the way he did, the way he reached to serve Hashem through different ways, and then to get Avodah Zorah. I just want to end off discussing the B'nai Moshe, the Gershom Eliezer, the little bit we know about them, as a Mordek Zohar Kodesh. Zohar Kodesh says, Parshas Yisroi, Vayikach Moshe, Vayikach Tzipra Shnei Boneho. Yisroi brought her two children to the Midbar. And the Zohar Kodesh says, why are they called Shnei Boneho, not Shnei Bneihem, or Bunov? Says Zohar Kodesh, a Pelef Napshat. It's a pasnisht to be Miyachas children to Moshe Rabbeinu. You never say the Rebbe is ill. The Rebbe is crank. The Rebbe is above that. The Rebbe is psalmeiches. The Rebbe doesn't sleep. That's chagishpati. He's locked himself up. You can't relate children to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's too gashmius to say Moshe Rabbeinu had children. So Zohar Kodesh says, Shnei Boneo, Tziporis Kid. We don't talk about Moshe Rabbeinu children. Moshe Rabbeinu is above it all. The Maral says something similar. He says in Vayikach Ish, in Pash, as he said, Vayikach Ish. It's Baslei Veikach, Yeilech Ish, Me Baslei Veikach Ish, and Baslevi. Why is this anonymous? Because when Moshe Rabbeinu is born, he has no parents. See, grace for them. Moshe Rabbeinu is, there's no one like Moshe Rabbeinu. We're not going to talk about Moshe Rabbeinu's parents or his children. He stands out. Moshe Rabbeinu is an individual. Mechetzel Lamal Eshelekim. Then we don't call Hachka Tata Mama, Hachka Kinder. Moshe Rabbeinu Psa Eshelekim. Moshe Shalakim. That's what Zohar Kodesh says. We're not Miyachas children. Gershom Lezer, whoops. We don't know who you are. We don't want to talk about it. That's the Pasha Shmois, unfortunately, saying, Ve'ele told us in Pasha Bamidbar, Ve'ele told us Aharon and Moshe. And the Pasha continues, Habchon, Noda Vavi, Elozo Vesomo. Where are Moshe Rabbeinu's children? So Rashi says, Kolam Labas, Ve'lecha Veritori, Kali Yoldi. All clouds are of Moshe Rabbeinu's children. Moshe Rabbeinu's individual private children are not mentioned. We're not talking about them. Moshe had children. We're not going to talk. We're not discuss them. Shnei Bunev or Shnei Bunov. Famously, in the Midbar, there was the Mishkan, the Noisa Oroin, the Oron Hakodesh from the Kodesh Kedushim. Who carried the Oroin? Bnei Kohas. Bnei Kohas. Of course, we saw they took the Oroin. Who were Bnei Kohas? Kohas had Amram, Yitzchak, and Uzziah. So when it comes to Noisa Oron, the first people to take care of the Oron would be Amram, who was the oldest, his children. Moshe and Aaron, Aaron was a Kohen, he was not a Levi. Moshe Rabbein himself was a Meshoyer, the Gemara says, he couldn't do both jobs. So Moshe ran out. Who's next? Moshe's children. Gershom and Eliezer, there were four Noisa Orin, four people, two Badim, two on each side. Moshe's children, Gershom and Eliezer, took two. Moshe's Einikel, Gershom's son, Shavuel ben Gershom, took a third one. He was old enough to carry the urn. So Moshe and his two children and his grandchild took the urn. The fourth one went to Yitzhak's child, which was Korach. So Korach, what happened to him? But the B'nai Moshe and Shavuel ben Moshe, they were carrying the urn. And the Gemara says in Bruchas that Hashem said to Moshe, after Ma'aseh Egel, I will make, I'll destroy Klal Yisrael, I'll make Klal Yisrael out of you. And the Gemara says, and Moshe Rabbeinu was zoiche to shishim riboy of his own children because of this havtocha. The Pesuk says, the Gemara says, Nei amra mahar na Moshe. Moshe isha lekim bono vikor al shevet alevi. As we explained before, Moshe isha lekim. His children are shevet alevi, but they're not nisachs to him so much. B'nei Moshe Gershom Eliezer, B'nei Gershom Shul Horosh. Horosh means he was a leader. And Eliezer, his son of Eliezer ben Moshe, also Rechavi Horosh. And they had Ruvu Lamala, they had Shishim Riboy, Moshe Rabbeinu Zoicha from Gershom Eliezer, these two tzaddikim, to have Shishim Riboy as Master Klal Yisrael. Just want to finish one more point. The Ramchal says, Apikabola, that's exactly what he means. Moshe Rabbeinu ran away from Mitzrayim. It was a hachuna to the Gula. The Gula, you have to run away from the clippers from the Goyim, and then you can come back to conquer them. Moshe Rabbeinu had to run away from Midian, from Mitzrayim to Midian. Rav Shimon Lechoy had the same idea. He also had to run away, and Losud Lovoy, this the Shimon Moshe and Rav Shimon Lechoy will come back to be Goylas. Same way Moshe Rabbeinu ran away from Midian and came back to Mitzrayim. Rav Shimon Lechoy ran away from the Gzeira, like Moshe had, and will come back, and this is Moshe Rabbeinu to be Goylas. And the Neshama of Rav Shimon Lechoy and Rabbi Lozab Rav Shimon were the Neshamas of Gershom and Eliezer, B'nai Moshe. They went with him, they were with him in Golos, and these Neshamas will come back, all come back in one to be Goylas, and may remain the Melech HaMashiach. Amen.